Folks, you won't believe it. The Powerball was not won. It now goes next week to a whopping $80 million. Jesus. As Jess just said, the lucky numbers were 21, 17, 16, 3, 22, 34, 9. The Powerball was 9. The odds of winning Division 1 in Powerball with a standard 12-game quick pick are 1 in $11.2 million. The last time somebody won $60 million in Powerball was a month ago. It was a Melbourne couple. But it wasn't won. $80 million next week, Tony.
Yeah, Lukey, how you doing, mate?
Oh.
I was just saying to Jess, yeah, she didn't go off, but I had a crack tonight. I only got a couple of numbers, but two of them were birthdays, so I got a massive $10.70. But that's back when that $60 million went off, that one you were just talking about, I got five that night.
So is Powerball, how is it different to the Lotto?
Harder to win because you've got to get seven numbers which are drawn out of about, I think now that's gone back to 45, so you got to get seven numbers plus the Powerball, but you can get a power hit, costs more to play, so it guarantees you the winning Powerball, but you still got to get the other seven numbers as well, and the closest I've ever come was five, and that paid just under $900. That was that week that 60 million that cleaner from Melbourne won. And he'd lost his job through COVID, so, you know, well-deserved. But, you know, it's a lot of money for one person, really.
It is, except depending on who that one person
is.
Well,
that's it. If I won it, I wouldn't complain.
But would you share it?
Of course. But I wouldn't tell anybody either. I'm with you, mate. I think you'd have to keep it quiet and just say, look, you know, we came into a little bit of cash. And I think if you disclosed it, you know, like you said, you'd have 42 cousins and, you know, people coming out of the woodworks, they've left, right and centre. I think you'd have to disappear for a while, I reckon.
I've already got 42 cousins. I'd find another 85.
Yeah, I think you'd have to take refuge somewhere, I don't know.
Where?
Need a bit of time to, you know, think about it and, yeah, just get your head around it. I remember a story when a guy, I think he won either 50, I think it was $50 million, and it went for ages and ages and ages, and it wasn't claimed. And I think he went come forward and claimed it, I think, with one day left. I think you can still claim it after that. You've just got to go through the state revenue office. But I think without the complications and the paperwork, I think he forwarded up to the office there with one day left and said, yeah, that was me. But yeah, he just couldn't sort of work out what he wanted to do with his life after knowing that what kind of a difference that would make.
What about the story? It wasn't Powerball. I think it was Lotto. And it was an unregistered player, and this particular couple believed they'd won it because the numbers were all their significant birthdays, right? And they'd thrown, so they actually went to the tip, and they hired people to go through the tip.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
they'd thrown it out, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a story like that with Bitcoin with a guy in England threw out his computer, and I think he's got like, I don't know, $200 million worth of Bitcoin on this hard drive, and he threw it out.
I think, and is that the guy where you get 10 chances to put in your password or your pass number, and on your 10th attempt, if you're incorrect, it shuts down, and he's tried 8 times, and he's advertised for computer experts to, yes, I think it's about $200 million or something ridiculous. And if somebody can somehow hack into the whole thing and work out what his password, because he's forgotten it, he's going to share some of his Bitcoin.
You'd pay for it, wouldn't you? You know, if someone could help you.
I think he's only got 2 chances left, and then the whole thing shut down. But anyway, right. Getting back to Powerball, it was not won last night, folks. So it is jackpotted to $80 million next week. The numbers 21, 17, 16, 3, 22, 34, 9, and then you had another 9. Tony, if you won next week $80 million, what would you do with it?
I think when you win any kind of money like that, I've spoken to a few people that have won big prizes before. They actually sit you down in the office, I think, and recommend obviously a financial advisor and all that sort of stuff. Because I mean, absolutely change your life. But
yeah, and I would say to the experts from Powerball, I don't need a financial advisor. I'm married to one. Ta.
Yeah, I keep hearing your stories about the minister.
The minister for War and Finance.
She obviously does a good job, mate.
When we were talking about it, she actually does.
Yeah.
When we were talking about it yesterday, 60 million, she had it all worked out. She had it all worked out what she was going to do with it. But 80
million. You can only dream, mate. We'll have a crack next week. What do you reckon?
Let's have a crack next week. 80 million, folks. What would you do with it?
I'll call you back and let you know how I go.
Okay. Do that. And if you've won, you and I could well be related, okay?
Well, yeah, I'm sure plenty of people will win. Thanks, Luke. Have a good night.
You too, mate. Bye-bye. There you go. Tony, 80 million next week. Jesus. What would you do with it? Would it ruin your life? I mean, you think all that money. But it has ruined people's lives. It's ruined friendships. It's ruined families. Has it happened to you? I'd love to know your story. 1-333-53 is the telephone number. This is The Night Shift on Triple M.